With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Ladies First Fleet Edition is a dope new radio show featuring some of the hottest ladies in the industry, keeping it real, discussing trending topics, music, news, beauty tips, and more. You can tune in on Fleet DJ Radio, Neaboom.com, and other digital platforms.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? You are tuned in to the very first episode of Ladies First. With myself, DJ Nia Boom, of course, and you know, I have a lot of ladies joining me tonight. Let's see who's on the line, because I'm not sure. But let's see who's on the line. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Hello, hello.
Hey, what's up, Nia? It's Reese.
Oh, hey, Reese. Okay. I'm sorry, we're having some technical difficulties here. Who else we got on the line with us? Another one of our hosts. I know it's another host on here.
First Class.
Okay, okay. What's good, First Class? How you
hey,
feeling?
What's going on, Boom?
Chilling. I'm sorry, I probably should have did this a little bit differently, but you know what I'm saying, the team's all on the line. But you know what I'm saying, we're gonna have a good show tonight. So I'm excited about topping it up with y'all and, you know, getting it in. So, who else do we have on the line? We got First Class. We got Reese. Who else is on the line? Because I know we have
DJ Go C from Denver, Colorado.
Okay, okay. So, we got Denver in the house, Tamiko T. I know that Shay McCray is not going to be joining us tonight. She is at an event. So, you know what I'm saying? Well, she'll catch us next time. But, you know, she got to work it out. That's always a good thing. And who else, I think? And I know that C. Rich is also going to be running a little late, but that's okay, because, you know what I'm saying, she's going to get right in it. So, ladies, how you doing, first of all? First Class, how you feeling? What's going on?
Feeling great, girl. I'm a little tired. I had a photo shoot today trying to do my work and whatnot, but, you know, I get it in.
Okay. That's always good.
Yes.
Working. No, I had some popcorn. Having some difficulties over here. Anyway, Reese, how you feeling? What's good?
I'm trying to beat the heat. I'm here in Atlanta. It is scorching out here, but we're trying to stay cool down here, girl. It's rough.
What's the temperature out there?
Probably 1,000.
No,
it's like 97. It's hot, and like when it rains, the heat rises. So I'm like, what's up with that? So. Girl, I bought some ice cream. The ice cream melted by the time I got to the house.
That happened to me yesterday, too. It was all sticky. I appreciate that. all right, Tamiko, what's good? How you feeling? Colorado Fleet.
I'm feeling fantastic. I'm trying to cut up some cheese. I'm eating some cheese and some grapes.
Oh, how you going to be so good? How are you trying to cut up cheese? We're supposed to be doing it, y'all. Now you make me want some cheese. All right. But,
I need some nourishment.
I want everybody to, you know what I'm saying, let the people know what you do. First Class, let them know what you do. You know, you have your radio show, and you let them know you're modeling. I'm saying, what else do you do? So tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, for everyone who doesn't know, I go by the name of First Class, Miss First Class. I'm a fleet model. I've been with the fleet organization over 5 years. So I am also the manager of the fleet model. So if any of you are models and you want to get, you know, down with the fleet brand, Hit me up at FIRSTCLASSE. I also have a radio show syndicated on 6 stations called First Class is in Session. Follow me for all the details. So I model. I'm a lightweight comedian on a low. Not really, but, you know. And I do radio. Yes, and I do radio, and I'm a personal shopper. For those who don't know, I own my own boutique as well. And, yeah, that's about it.
Okay, that's a lot. That's what's up. Reese, tell the people and saying what it is that you do and, you know, some other things you got going on.
All right. Well, I'm here in Atlanta. I do have my own show as well, Vibe with Reese. You can catch that every Wednesday on WAENFM.com. I also do cover a lot of red carpet events, mixtape reviews, listening parties. So any kind of media, charity events, I'm there covering it. We do a lot of giving back in the community. So, yeah, I'm just out there networking. So if you're in Atlanta, want to get an interview, mixtape release, we do a little distribution deals as well. Just hit me up. You can follow me on Instagram at Vibing with Reese. That's R-E-S-S-E.
Okay. All right. Let them know now. So, Miko, see, let them,
everybody,
it didn't come out right. Go ahead.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
I'm excited to be on
Yes.
I'm out here in Denver, Colorado. I'm the Colorado fleet manager, along with DJ Lewiside. And I DJ full time. I do a lot of private events. I like to get that money and do weddings, corporate events. I also have a radio show, Wired to the T. And it's on Fleet DJ Radio, and it's on DSN Radio. And I also do 2 other shows, including this show. I also do a show out of Dallas every Saturday. So you could just hit me up at DJ Tamiko T on all my social networks and keep up with what I'm doing.
Okay. Look, we be working. We some working ladies, if y'all didn't already know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All of us have, you know, been in the industry for, you know, a good amount of time. So I'm excited, like I said, to bring us all together and talk about what's going on in the world. So what we're going to be talking about tonight, quite a few things. The Fleet DJ Music Conference just passed. So definitely want to tell you all about that because that was really, really nice. Drake, of course. He's always in the news. But Joe Budden has something to say about him. So we're going to figure that out. Is Drake really dope or is he whack? I don't know. We're going to see. And Michael Jordan, y'all heard about him, you know, recently, finally, you know, kind of coming out and being vocal about what's going on. You know, some people think it's, you know, just a safe face. Is he being real or fake or whatever? So we're going to chop that up. And the Zika virus. Now, this shit kind of came out of nowhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, it's just like, what the hell is this? So we're going to talk a little bit about what is that and, you know, how you can stay safe and, saying don't get that because it look crazy when it happens to you. So we got and a lot more. Our health and beauty segment is really dope. We're going to tell you about some things that, you know, some foods that can relax you and, you know what I'm saying, make you feel a little better. And we got a lot more. Birthdays, events, and, of course, our reality check. We're going to be talking about the presidential election. That's really big right now on everybody's list. So, you know, that's okay. So we're going to... Sorry, yeah. So yeah, man, we have a lot to talk about. Of course, it's crazy. This election is really, really big and scary, really scary. So we're gonna get to that a whole lot more. So let's get started. And we have Daisha also is one of our hosts. So let's get her on the line. I believe it's her right here. Daisha, you there?
Daisha Ling is here in the building.
Daisha,
how you doing?
Good. How you feeling?
I'm doing all right. A little bit under the weather, you know, been going, working.
Yeah, we was just talking about how we, like, all working. We be, you know, we getting it. But, glad
yes.
you can make it. You know, work is, you know, you're going to work it out. You're going to feel better after the show. So,
absolutely. It sounds really good. Let's do it, ladies.
All right. So, the first topic I want to talk about is, let's talk about Drake, y'all. Okay. So, Drake, you know, when he first came out, I thought he was kind of lame. And then, you know, now he might be a little bit sexy. I don't know, for real. Yeah, I know
sexy?
He's funny. Okay, a little bit.
Right.
Okay.
Oh. Well,
okay.
You know, Drake, I'm sorry. Was you going to ask
no,
a question? I'm sorry.
No,
well,
no,
you know, Drake is... I'm sorry. He's very talented. Okay, I'll give him that. He gets a, you know, an A for that. But looks like sexy. And, yeah, no, I would give him a low D.
No.
But, you know, Drake, what's sexy about Drake? Is it his
Drake
big caterpillar
like,
eyebrows? Or is it his extra low edge up? I mean, what you think is sexy about him? I didn't need it all.
I've been a Drake fan since his first mixtape. I'm not gonna lie, like I've been following Drake for a long time, and he has grown. You know, sometimes he has his lame moments. He loves hard, like
right.
Drake is sexy though.
You think he's sexy, girl? You must be yellow.
I really don't even like yellow men like that, but Drake is sexy. Like it's. Everybody wants that Drake boyfriend because he really be in his feelings. Like, he really be.
Right. Not me, girl.
Y'all know
Drake,
Drake
boyfriend. honey.
Well, I agree that he is talented and,
yeah.
you know, been a fan and, you know, his underground work. I like that and all that good stuff. Very talented, but I wouldn't put him in the category of sexy either. He gives me that pound puppy, you know, cute look, I guess you could say.
See, he might have a dad bod. Like, don't he have a dad bod? Like, his body's not, like, really sexy like that. But,
no, it's not
know.
Sexy. He's more like the cool uncle. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
so
uncle.
Cool.
That cousin that makes everybody laugh.
Yeah.
That's him. Yeah. He's a cute lame, though. He's a cute lame.
Right. He's a lame. You said it. You said it correct.
Yeah, but he got money. You know,
I know, but money will make a gorilla look cute, and y'all know
but
it.
Nah, but
that's
he wasn't gorilla.
But that's true.
He got swag. You know, Drake got swag.
He got
swag.
Something.
Don't,
I don't know.
I like
but
like
to each his own.
Nerdy.
But have
I
y'all seen Drake's dad, though? Like, his dad from Memphis. Like, his dad, like, an old school player. Like, he talked to everybody.
Yeah. Now, his dad got swag. He's an OG triple O.
I think he got swag, too. I mean, you know what?
Ambition always makes a guy look sexy. If you got an
True.
Ambitious person and you have somebody that's on their grind and people tell them
yeah.
no and all they do is throw it back in their face and become the best, then that can be sexy. So I can see where you come from with that. But that ambition
yes,
is dude. Always sexy on a man.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Confidence and ambition. Like, that's like, you know, yes, thank you. I take it. Yeah, man, I don't know. I think he's a little corny sometimes, but, you know, he got his moments. We're going to get to some goodness. I got some music for y'all. Who we got up? I got Nick Grant. Shout out to Nick Grant, man. I am, like, really seeing him. Have y'all heard of him? Any of y'all, have y'all listened to Nick Grant? No?
Mm-hmm.
I guess not. Oh, my God. I don't know. Are y'all into, like, okay, so we divert a little bit, but, like, as far as hip-hop, like, he's, like, real, you know, hip-hop, like, not, like, trap or, you know, all these other stuff out right now. So I don't know if y'all really into that. Because
well,
I don't know.
Let's listen to it and see.
All right, I'm going to see.
But
yeah,
y'all
into, like,
grand.
Old school, like, all right, we're gonna listen to it. See, I don't know. I feel like I might be the only one that's really like into that. Like,
no, I know Nick Grant.
Boom,
I just
back.
Didn't want to speak at the same time. He's dope.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Dope.
Yeah, man. So we're gonna get. He got a new joint out called Black Sinatra. So I'm gonna get that for get that on for y'all in just a bit. But before we do that, we're gonna get to one more story. I tuned in, ladies first. This is our first episode. I'm excited. I know it might be a little rough, but you know, it'll smooth out. We're gonna smooth it out. All right. So Michael Jordan. Y'all heard about this. Shout out to DJ Motherfucking Sunflower. You know what I'm saying? On straightofficial.com, yeah, doing her thing. She wrote an article about this. You know, but Michael Jordan is finally, like, coming out and kind of speaking about what's going on in our communities, you know, with police and race relations and things like that. So, you know, a lot of people saying he's, you know, just trying to save face and he's being fake. And he's only given $2 million out of his, like, $100,000 billion he has. So some people say that's, like, you know, he's being cheap and he could do more. People always said that, like, he could do more for the Black community. You know, I think so. I think he's been a little quiet about this too long. What's that thing? Tamiko, what you think? You think Michael Jordan is
why he said something is maybe he starts seeing a decline in tennis shoe sales and decided to make something.
Yeah, he want
to
keep that money flowing.
I haven't seen too many other nationalities just rocking Jordans like that. So I think he's just trying to look out for his demographic.
I don't know. I think people still be buying his shoes. Like, they
You gotta
get them damn shoes.
Yeah, but that, you know how, like, they used to have the lines and everybody was waiting. They said, like, a couple weeks ago, the release, they said that you could just walk in. There was no line, waiting, and all sizes available. So, I mean, people probably a little tired of him, you know. And he's got an empire, and, you know, everything that goes up must come down. So maybe he's on his way down. I'm just saying.
But you got to think about it. The same shoe keep coming out over and over again. Like, we are, like, in our 20s and 30s. Like, people have had these same shoes when they was 5 and 10.
That's
so,
right.
But them shoes.
Ain't nobody buying them no more.
But them shoes
and,
are,
I mean,
like,
I think that they are buying them because I've been a person in those lines because a person can make more money selling Jordans than they can selling drugs sometimes.
Right.
So,
I heard about that.
I'm a witness to it. I've partaken in it and for getting shoes for other people where it's hard for them to get it in their cities. But at the same time, Michael Jordan has come out, I believe, himself to say that he doesn't make the sneakers for us to be doing what we do and for kids to get shot for one another, but he is in it to make a profit. He not only has his brand with tennis shoes, he also has stock in prisons and things like that too. So if we're going to talk about it, we need to talk about it all. So he could do more, but so could a lot of other people. And at the same time, just because he has it doesn't mean that he's obligated to give it. But at the same time, when you have a power like that, you do have a kind of a sense of responsibility, I think.
I think he's being stingy, and he has all that money, and he could give a lot more money up, and I don't like him like that. I mean, you know, he's talented.
Hell yeah. But, sorry, am I allowed to cuss?
Of course.
Okay, hell yeah. Michael Jordan is trying to protect his empire. He's trying to make sure that his revenue continues. So he will do whatever he has to do in order to maintain that revenue. That's the mind of a businessman. Now, I'm not I don't know the gentleman personally. I just know by what I see. So that's just my, you know, opinion about what I see. I don't see too much other than that little thing that he did, you know. So it is,
right,
it is a businessman, and it's a business. So sometimes you got to do that and in order to protect your revenue. And at the end of the day, he want to eat and continue to eat as well as he's been eating for the past 25-some-odd years.
But he gonna eat now. This mall, he got some money.
He want to eat.
All right.
He don't want to just eat. He want to be able to ship his ship his food
because he
from
got
forever.
A whole lot of money.
Yeah,
but
he's
got
like
a new wife, don't he? He got, like, a new wife. They got a new house, like, in Florida.
And a new baby,
so
I think,
pretty,
too.
Yeah.
A new baby?
Yeah. Like, he's all that. But So he's trying to secure that money for them. Because that new woman, she want all that money. So I think he just set us back like 20 years. He should have just kept his money.
I don't like Michael Jordan like that.
Oh, he got a baby in here. Oh, so, gee, like how old is Michael Jordan? Like 60, 59? How old is he?
He just had that baby, too.
Oh,
yeah,
this baby
is
fresh.
He's still popping them out. But,
go, Michael.
We're going to get to this goodness, this Nick Grant goodness, you know. But before we do that, I do want to talk about the CDJ's Music Conference because it was really dope this year. I think all the late, well, yeah, Reese, I know you weren't able to make it, but, you know, it was really dope. And, you know, I know you'll be there next year. But some of the highlights I want to talk about with the ladies that were there. You know, so first, let's talk about some of the events that happened. I really like the Sound Expo. I only got a little bit of it, but shout out to DJ Music Rocker because the Sound Expo was really dope. JB, oh my God. Like, some of the DJs we have in this crew are like crazy. Like, they just, skills just ridiculous. But that was one of my favorite events. First Class, what was one of yours? Oh, and I like the Sound Stage Friday night.
Yeah, the Sound Stage was nice. I really liked the DJ Cafe. That was nice. You know, with DJ Music Rocker, JB, Delmatic. I mean, everybody was getting it in. I mean, there was so many good aspects. I just took a lot away from the conference musically. I'm not a DJ, but I do have an appreciation for it. So, you know, it was just, to me, it was really nice. Nice networking event.
Yeah, it was. Like, a lot, a lot of good networking. There was a lot of people there. And I just hope, like, next year we can, it seems like, spread out sometimes so much. So, like that, you get to see everybody and meet everybody.
Yeah, it was an amazing conference. I can tell you that this is Deja Ling. That was my first one attending, and I got to take my artist, Dre Poe, there, and it was amazing networking. The radio panel was awesome. The sound stage that he got to hit and perform on, he ripped the stage, had all types of artists supporting him. And then we were able to meet people like the program director for Hip Hop Nation and the talent manager for Shade 45. Shout out to Reggie Hawkins of Sirius XM Radio.
Yeah.
You know, one of our DJs got an internship. Shout out to Sean Money for that. Like, you know, it was a really great time. Great networking and seeing everybody. Getting to see you ladies was awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely good. I always like wish we had more. You know, like, you see, like, once a year is not enough.
And you did an amazing job coordinating, lady.
well, the one event I did do, thank you, but it was crazy. It was crazy trying to get everything and everybody together, but it was a great show. Shout out to everybody that performed. BBOD killed it. You know, those ladies are so dope. They new joint. I really like it, too. Straight to it. That joint is on Fleet Queens. Shout out to all the Fleet Queens. And so you can check out that mixtape with myself, Tamiko T, DJ Sunflower, motherfucking Sunflower. Saying shout out to Pony for hosting that. But yeah, man, so BBOD, Myleza, Jacque, Grav, BZ Sacks, like, everybody did a great job. Hell yeah, like, everybody's performance was so dope. So it was good time. Tamiko, how'd you feel about the conference?
You was over there. Of course, I'm gonna say that my favorite event was the one I DJed, the kickoff on Thursday.
Tamiko did her thing.
Okay, get it, Tamiko.
I kind of this year I took more of a behind the scenes. I was doing a lot with the merchandise and selling shirts and you know, just trying to make sure that we have the trophies and everything. Shout out to DJ Lewiside, who made all the trophies and all the merchandise. The other manager in Denver. So, we were just running around trying to get all that taken care of. But I would like to give a shout out to that diner downstairs.
Yes.
Man.
Some people got sick. I heard some people got sick.
Okay, so that that diner was not there last year. It like they've only been there. I forgot. Was this called like the Red Robin
Red,
Diner?
No,
yes.
It was not
Red Barn.
Red
Barn. What was it?
They need to be a sponsor next year because I swear I must have ate there like 15 times, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner the whole time I was there at the conference.
You making me hungry now. Eggs and hash browns.
I didn't get a chance to socialize as much as I would have liked to, but I really enjoyed the panels and just listening to everybody. And it was good just seeing everybody again and just meeting people for the first time. It was just too damn hot.
Yes, it was. It was like, oof.
I'm
it was like 182 degrees inside.
If we can have the if the conference is going to be in Charlotte, like, can we have it in December or something? That's all I'm saying.
Colorado, we're not used to that. Yeah, as long as we don't go somewhere like cold. I don't want to do that. We need to be hot.
Right.
But, yeah, man, so conference was good and... And, yeah, we're already getting ready for the next one. So let's get to some goodness. We're going to come back on this Nick Grant. Like I said, man, I think this dude is, like, really finna bring hip-hop back. You know, right now, like, everybody's sound like Future. And
that's just,
like, what is running the airwaves. I don't know. But anyway,
oh, yeah.
I really like Yeah, man. I really like to do right here, so y'all check this out. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about T.I. and Biggie Smalls, man. Some goodness about him. And also our beauty segment. I know Reese had some crazy story about, like, a cleanse and stuff. And so we're going to talk about that. You know, I couldn't do no cleanse because I'm be too hungry. I'd be greedy. But we're going to talk about... What's that? What's going on there? And yeah, man, stay tuned. Ladies first. It's our first episode. So let's check out this joint, Nick Grant. And y'all stay tuned.
You ain't getting money, my nigga. Fuck is you doing? Big Willie, couple honeys right by the poolage. Keep fucking with Knicks and get ugly like Patrick Ewing. All that whining over bread, I swear I think it's communion. Man, I got what you want, what this industry needed. Niggas thinking they cold, oh no, you should've cheated. Keisha blowing no reefer, she suck like she started teasing. Bet that chopper get the drumming like Sheila E. on a remix. She say you so dope, pray you don't end up like Lulu. Run but you can't hide, they gon' find your ass like Google. You ain't tryna build, they gon' knock a nigga screw loose. Reach that boiling point and they gon' cook your ramen noodle. This is real shit. Spread love, take six. Nigga, what is love? Simply fear and hate mix. Niggas can't fuck with me. Living Theo Huxtably. This is Maggie off the Patsy. I'm just saying sucker free. If you tryna make it happen, gotta run that shit by me. Bitch, you only love me when I post that fly shit on IG. Fuck police, dress code, tuck your peace. Tryna brush up on the game since they say we out of reach. Preach.
I swear to God I'm on my way. But they pussy niggas tryna hate. I swear they ain't bout nothing. These niggas they ain't bout nothing. I'm still gon' get this money, yeah. She say she can't fuck with me unless I'm popping on the TV screen. But I swear she ain't bout nothing. These niggas they ain't bout nothing. I'm still gon' get this money, yeah.
Damn, I love this life, money out the stash spot. You ain't from the hood, never seen them like they Sasquatch. Tired of stunning niggas like they just moved out they dad spot. Boy, we ballin', pull up on your miss like a bad shot. Money, what we been bout, go ahead back that Benz out. She pull that Phillip limb out, only thing sweet is the penthouse. Let me know if you got it, bet some more. Thought I told these niggas that I got a flow for every coast. This is God-given, cause the niggas like me rarely blow. Fuck a million, man, I need a B, I feel like Kelly Rowe. Love me, I make the songs. The fuck me, she fucking dumb. My logo face on your arm. My tape is taking too long. Bagging up all this green. I ain't raking no lawn. If everything is at stake, then make it filet mignon. Watching these corny rappers. Look out, they take your bars. My niggas, street magicians. Watch how they pull your card. For real.
I swear to God, I'm on my way. But they pussy niggas trying to hit.
Yeah, y'all tune in, ladies first. We are here giving you the goodness. Catch us on Fleet DJ Radio. I'm like, I think it's going to be 5 p.m. Second Sundays of the month. Look, that's bad. But that was Nick Grant right there, I Want the World. That was one of his older joints. I wanted to give y'all something else, but that's okay. That was all right, right, y'all? That was cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it, too. That was cool.
All right. See, all right. So let's talk about this scripted series Biggie Smalls. They're going to be coming out with, like, I guess a sitcom, something like that. I don't know. What's that
I
think?
Thought it was, like,
that might
comedy,
be
though.
Really? What the hell are they going to laugh at, Jesus? Oh, my God.
What,
there's nothing to laugh. What is he to laugh at about his life? Like, I don't get it. I don't know. So
I think that's
I
a bad idea.
Yeah, I do too.
He was always
like
telling
up
stories
over
and
there.
Telling jokes, I guess.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I would like to see it. Honestly, I think it would be cool, but I don't know about a comedy. That seems
right.
A little bit off. Like it don't belong. I don't know. So I don't know, but we'll see. It's coming out. I don't think they released a date yet, but it'll be on TBS. So, I don't know. It'll be kind of dope. We'll see. So, let's talk about the Zika virus real quick before we get into our reality check. So, Zika virus is a bacterial virus. It's spread through, like, mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Right? So, and then... Yeah, and then I think it's the male. A male can give it to a female, and I guess vice versa. I mean, I don't see why not. But basically, this could cause really bad birth defects. So for, like, regular people who are not, you know, pregnant, it doesn't appear to be that bad. Like, if there's no symptoms, nothing like that. But if you're pregnant, then it can, you know, cause birth defects. So I don't know. Which I think this. You think this is the beginning of something crazy, like it's going to be out of control?
Well, I'll give my take on it because I'm the Google queen. So I looked it up, Zika virus, and it actually has been around since 1949. It was first identified, 47, it was first identified in Uganda. But my thing is, how come all of a sudden, all the time, these viruses that originally start in Africa or Asia or the Pacific Islands, they always end up coming here. And they try to say military, bologna, ham, and salami. That's not the case. What's really the case?
Why
like,
are you talking about food?
You know, I think it's like... I think it's kind of like a, it's not a chemical warfare, so to speak, but something along those lines, like population control, or,
absolutely.
I don't know, because that, I mean, I could really get deep with it, but we just going to stick with Zika, yeah, it's, you know, like mosquitoes, so now what, you know, you scared to get bit by a mosquito, because I'm a hypochondriac, I get bit, and I be in an emergency room, and
right.
I get somewhere tomorrow, I got bit by a mosquito,
dying.
And I want to make sure I ain't got Zika. Because I got 25
right.
mosquito bites. I was sitting outside and I ain't used no off. I mean, like, what's really good with that?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's supposedly not supposed to be, you know, too harmful for people
yeah,
that are not
it says
pregnant.
It goes away in 4 to 7 days, but
yeah, we still don't want to get bit. Like, shit, I don't know.
No.
Mosquitoes be
like,
carrying around
like,
right now.
I might have
Zika.
I got bit.
Did you guys notice, like, when you were traveling from the food conference, how many signs up they had about it in the airport? It was just everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you look, just virus. Like, make sure if you start feeling bad, call your doctor and all this. I was just like, man,
I didn't really start thinking about it until I started seeing all those, you know, postings all through the airport about it. So I was like, this must be pretty serious.
They always trying to scare
and
people,
though.
And also, too, just like the media, just like the media dictates what they want you to see, what they want you to buy, what they want you to talk about, what they want to distract you from, they do the same thing when it comes to these viruses. These pharmaceutical companies, they team up with these doctors. Doctors are now worried about making money and not treating you. The side effects for these drugs are more than the actual ailment, and so
that is,
you know,
right.
Like,
yeah,
like you, don't get me
they're
started
trying to kill
on
us,
conspiracy
man.
Theories.
Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you, I know that for a fact because, honey, I went to the doctor, a new doctor. This had to be about 10 years ago, and I was like, you know, I have headaches slightly, and you know, it was really allergies. I found out. However, the doctor prescribed me something crazy. And me, I'll read everything, and I'm like, what? It says
right.
Side effects, possible side effects. You could die if you stop taking this medication.
You
and I got
to
take this medication every day, but I don't have headaches every day. I said, you know what? This is some BS, and I threw that out. But just to say, like, are the doctors... man, that's a whole nother. Here we go. Don't get her started because she will go left with it.
You better
hear it. And one more thing about the Zika virus. Whatever happened to anthrax? Remember anthrax? That was a big thing. Would it just mysteriously disappear? What happened
but
to anthrax?
It was
anthrax?
Before,
a lot of
before the Zika virus. It was another mosquito one. I forgot the name of it because I had like a basketball coach to get one when I was in high school. But, it was another crazy mosquito. Yeah,
the
maybe
bird
it was a
flu?
Bird flu or something like that. But they always something crazy to scare us.
So what's really good with that?
I don't know. I try to stay away from mosquitoes, period. But
me too.
It's just it's a scary world we live in.
The mosquitoes, but then they have the vaccinations and, like, the vaccines, they are part of the virus. And so, like, you know, you tell me to protect myself from something, you're going to inject it in my arm. I don't get that.
Exactly.
I never did.
I don't play with vaccines. I'm like, I'm good. My body's fine.
I ain't
going
to lie. I was getting a flu shot, and then I was like, man, I don't really get the flu no way. I was always getting cold, having a cold, never a flu.
And it's like your body is made to like fight off that shit. Like,
right.
You know,
yep.
You're supposed to like let your antibodies and stuff build up. So when you take drugs and, you know, all that stuff, it's just be messing up the whole cycle of things. They got us messed up out here. They trying to kill us, dude. Speaking of that, we're gonna get right into our health and beauty segment. You know what I'm saying? So we can help y'all save your life. And, you know, we can all do better and be better. I know, Reese, go ahead and get us started with our health and beauty segment because I know you got something you want to tell us about.
Yes. Let's see.
About a thing called the cleanse.
This master cleanse, my sister and I, like, if we had a camera set up to show y'all how many different things we try in a year, we would probably be a millionaire.
It's
a master cleanse. Yeah. It's water. You have a gallon of water, lemon juice, simple syrup, and you put cayenne pepper in there. But according to YouTube, and it's another YouTube sensation, they said Beyonce made it hot, but it's been around forever. This is all that you're supposed to drink over the course of like 10 days. Some people say they go 30 days. Now, I have a physical job, so I've tried a detox before, but my job is physical. So I'm always moving, and I know me. I like to eat. I have to eat to keep going.
I was going to say, I got to eat, dude.
Y'all, I ain't making 24 hours. I ain't lying. I ain't making 24 hours. Then you have to do a salt water cleanse in the morning, and you have to drink peppermint tea at night. My sister is still going strong. She on like day 7, but she has to add stuff like applesauce and maybe like Jell-O to it, almost like a liquid diet. But I think so far she said she lost 5 pounds, but she was going to weigh again tomorrow. But I ain't going to be able to do it.
I think there's other things you can do.
I need to eat. I don't know. I don't know about these cleanses thing. Yeah. I think there's other, you know, just like, you know, just try to like eat certain things, and I mean not eat certain things, but those cleanses,
yeah,
that's a little bit crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then the salt water cleanse, like the stuff, you know, like it sends
chicken.
You straight to the bathroom. Like, I'm like, no, I just go back to old fashioned ways.
Cod liver oil, like my grandmama and them used to say, you get you some cod liver oil, baby, and you take a teaspoon of that, and anything that's in your system, I mean anything, gonna come fly out.
Some apple cider vinegar. You know, they clean out everything to apple cider vinegar. But that, if y'all see that on YouTube, don't believe the hype, because these girls talking about they going 30 days and stuff. You lying. You got to eat a cheeseburger or something in between that. Like, this just ain't going off straight jugs of water. You lying.
Yeah, that's a
strong
person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't that strong.
Mm-mm. Me neither. I need a burger, too, and some chicken. I need it. So, yeah, man. But that's, I don't know. I think there's other ways, but
absolutely.
I guess it's good to you know, do some type of cleanse every now and then. But let's talk about some of the foods that, you know, could help you calm down if you feel a little anxious. And, you know, I know sometimes we all got, like, a lot going on. And I didn't even know that these foods, like, when I do eat them, I do feel calm. I ain't even know why. But see, now I know why. And that's why you tuned in. And now you're going to know why. So we got oranges. You know, of course, the vitamin C and the oranges and things give you a nice kick. They always, like, I don't know. That's, like, one of my favorite fruits. Because, you know, I don't know. Oranges is good. So avocados, that's one. And milk. People, I don't know how people drink warm milk. You can have that. That is, like, so disgusting. I'll throw up. Milk. But milk is supposed to be really good. And spinach, asparagus, and some turkey, and some oatmeal. So, if you
I like
down,
all of that. Yes, right? That's why I'm so calm.
Yes, Jesus, I'm full and I'm calm. Thank you. So, yeah, man, a lot of those have vitamin B. So that's really good for you, and it helps you calm down. So, yeah, man, that's a little bit for y'all for our health and beauty segment. And we'll get to our reality check in just a minute. We're going to wrap it up. We don't got that much more time left. If y'all want to call in and get in on the conversation, we're about to talk about this presidential election. This is our very first female. Like, that's kind of crazy when you think about it. You know, 2016, this is like the first. I don't know. Kind of weird, but yeah, we're going to talk about that. And, you know, there's a lot of controversy, of course. Nobody wants Donald Trump. Well, some people do want Donald Trump, which I don't understand. I would like to talk to those people because, I don't know, I don't get it. But anyway, so we're going to talk about that, and we're going to come back. And, yeah, man, I'm going to get on this DZ. I don't know, the C-Rich? I don't think C-Rich came on the line. C-Rich, no? I don't think so. All right, then. So let's give this Stevie Stacks. This is 1,000 Miles and Running. And this is produced by Mousetrap. He is a Fleet DJ producer. So shout out to Mousetrap and Stevie Stacks, Fleet artist out of Houston. And I check this joint right here. You are tuned in. Ladies first.
Okay, look. I wake up, say my prayers, then I brush my teeth. Hit the shower for an hour, then I'm off to the streets. I got hustle in my blood, that's the only way to eat. Thank God for this gift and allowing me to sleep. So authentic, no mimic, no gimmick. So photogenic, with a bunch of pretty women. I'm winning and it feels so good to know I came up and I'm straight from the hood. Staying on my grind, today I'm thinking Dallas. Home of the Rockets, but connected with the Mavericks. Shout out to all my real fans, it's all love. Shout out to all my haters too, it's no love. Real niggas since day one, these Stacks is my name. Been a threat to other artists since I came in this game. Stay real and never change, homie. And that's humble. You are now tuned in to 1,000 Miles and Running. I'm coming.
Look at my eyes, ain't nothing funny. Bitches all about this money. I know
know you never seen it coming. 1,000 miles and running. I know you see me living homie. Don't act like you ain't never known me. And if you're trying to run up on me. 1,000 miles
okay. Tonight I'm thinking Austin, go and make a couple racks. I travel with CDs and I come back with stacks. That's grind, money on my mind. Standing in the light, that's lime. I got a hell of a shine. Michael Kors for the time. And Adidas on my toes. So focused on my career that I ain't worried about no hoes. Cause a real nigga know a real nigga when he see one. Instead of always hating, homie, you should try and be one. But never mind that, this about me, not you. A lot of people pay attention to the things I do. Paparazzi out on me. The cameras keep flashing, enjoying life to the fullest. I'm smiling and laughing. God got my back and my team do too. Ain't no limit to the things we do. See rich nigga, see these stacks is my motherfucking name. I'm respected, not neglected. I'm a beast in this game, bitch.
Look at my eyes, ain't nothing funny. Bitches all about this money. I know you never seen it coming. 1,000 miles and running. I know you see me living
homie. Hey, that's what's up, TV Stack. I like that joint right
the
there.
The Pocket Smart Gang.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Bye. Bye, Daisy. Okay, so we here, man, ladies first. It's our first class, Reese, D'Amico T. I believe Miss C. Rich is going to be joining us in just a second. And Deja, we are giving it to y'all. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all tune in on Fleet DJ Radio because it's going to replay there again. So, yeah, man, let's get to this conversation about the presidential election. Hillary Clinton, the first female. I think it should have been Michelle Obama. That would have been nice. Right?
Yeah, that would have been
nice. So, what y'all think about this? What do you think, Reese, about, you know, the first, like, having the first female candidate?
It's dope, but it's scary at the same time. I don't know. It's just
why
it's
you don't
just
want a woman to be president?
I don't know, because, you know, sometimes women, you know, as women, we almost get in our feelings in different situations, and, you know, I just don't want her to be in her feelings and get real emotional while she's in the White House, you know, because when you're a woman in a man's position, you know, I'm trying to get my words carefully, because when you're a woman in a man's position, they try you a lot more. So I'm like, who to say they won't try her, you know? They don't try her.
Well,
other countries
they
won't
try her.
Well, aside of that, like, women have been running different places, like Russia, you know, has a woman leader.
True.
England, I mean, so we have been able to run countries. It's just not the United States, unfortunately. So I think it's something that could be done, but, you know, it's I don't like neither one, okay? I'm going to just say that. And I'm
yeah,
gonna,
that's
me
that's a good way to put it.
I just don't like neither one.
We don't have
and
any.
And it's a groundbreaking thing that we got a woman running, but I think it's been, it's there are a whole bunch of distractions. There's too many other issues at hand than to be able to be excited and focused that we have a woman running. We want to still have the right candidate who, regardless of their gender, and I right now, like you, I don't think we have one.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-uh.
Because our country isn't built like Russia or Asia or, you know, our country is built fucked up, really. I mean,
yeah,
it's what it is.
And I don't think that, I mean, honestly, you know, I don't think neither one of them, you know, like first class, neither one of them are going to be great for this country. But obviously Hillary has a little bit more sense. I think, you know, Donald Trump, he's just out of control.
It's
almost like a crazy person. Like, do you want to see somebody who is straight up and you know where they're coming from versus somebody that you're not really sure and could...
Right, you don't know what the hell he's going to say.
Exactly.
Or what he's going to do. I think, you know, he's worse
you know, I'd rather have a woman be in her feelings than have somebody who's so erratic that he just, you know, so he's power hungry too. Like, it's scary. It's a very,
I think he
very scary time.
A joke. I don't think he thought he would get this far.
I don't know. I think he's that delusional.
I think it was a joke that went like,
right.
It was a joke, and then, you know, people are like, yeah. He's like, for real, you guys are freaking dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, and just the way he talks to people and so degrading.
He had a damn sense.
No, not
and
at all.
And I was watching the one of the he was speaking like somewhere, maybe Pennsylvania somewhere, and he was like, yeah, that guy right there, that's not African American. I was like, what? Did you just say this out loud? What's wrong with you?
It's like, very okay.
I was like, what? I ain't got time for him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping, and then I want to say this before we move any further, that, you know, I know a lot of people are saying, okay, we don't have any good choices, you know, and that's obvious. But please vote. Don't not vote. Like, even if you don't you know what I'm saying? If you don't want to go for Trump, which I hope you don't, but you know what I'm saying? You vote for Hillary, but don't just not vote, because that could really mess us up. And we need everybody to, you know what I'm saying, get it together. Because we cannot have this man in office. This is terrible. I don't know. It almost feels like the Twilight Zone. Like, I cannot believe it's real. It's crazy. It's just, yeah. But I think we got C. Rich on the line with us, I believe. Possibly. No? Okay. I was wrong. All right. So I think we're going to get to some more goodness, and then we're going to come back. I want to get this BBOD on. Before we do that, I want to. We got so many birthdays. Do y'all have any birthday shout outs y'all want to give?
You. All the cancers.
Shout out to the cancers. It's still our season, even though it's not our season. It's going to be our season for the rest of the year.
Really? I know, boo. Leo season. But yeah, man.
Yeah, Leo. It's Leo season. Crush the crabs. I'm like, really? You're such haters.
I don't crush us. I know. I love cancer season. It's so nice to see, like, everybody, you know, who shares the sign. So I want to give a shout out to some Leos. Here's some cancers. DJ Delmatic. Shout out to him. Part of the Fleet DJs. And you know what? Actually, I'm not going to do this. There's just too many names.
We got a lot.
And we're going to run out of time. We don't really know how that much time. So just shout out.
Well, at least shout out the ones that's on the show. Shout us out with
okay.
My own shout out.
All right,
she
wants
her shout out.
All right. Shout out to DJ Tamiko T, First Class, myself. I think that's it. That's all the cancers, I believe.
Okay,
what's your
sign? I think it's a cancer.
Huh?
Is Shay a cancer? I know her and Tony, but they back to back.
Shout out to
Shay.
What's y'all, Deja and Reese, what's y'all's sign?
We Aquarius.
Oh, Aquarius.
February.
But we don't know.
Both Aquarius, that's funny.
The weirdest. Yeah, right? They both have the same
first
sign.
The first and the fifth.
Yeah, we did. She, yeah. I was like,
oh,
we taking over. Uh-oh. All we
right. We're glad we get along. That was funny. Y'all said the same time, and me and First Class said the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, like, oh.
Okay.
All right.
So let's get this some goodness. We're going to come back and wrap it up. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. You know, like I said, it's our first episode, and we getting in the groove. This is only going to get better. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can catch us, like I said, on Fleet DJ Radio and NiaBoom.com. And I'm sure everybody on the line who has a website or blog is going to be on there, too. So y'all just be on the lookout.
curve. We gonna give you that good shit. All right, so I'm gonna get to the straight to it. BBOD, shout out to them for coming to the Fleet DJ Conference this past week. It's only been a week, right?
It seems like it's been
like 3 weeks, but it's only been a week, man. Right? I don't know what that means. But y'all check out this joint right here. And let me get it for y'all. Okay, this is Straight To It. This is a new joint for BBOD, and y'all are tuned in. Ladies first. All right.
Yeah.
Damn. I get straight to the money, straight to it.
Straight to the cash.
Stretch it from my body, straight to it.
I get
straight to the money, straight to it.
Stretch it the money, the
honest. The honey goes on my body, straight to it. I get straight to the money, straight to it.
Yeah.
The honey goes on my body, straight to it. I get straight to the money, straight to it.
Stretch it the money, the honest.
The money goes on my body. Pull up to the club, done with my bitches. Section full of baddies, see I roll it
bitches.
I'm tryna fill up the tax, 93 fill up my race. Tired of this minimum wage, top of these bills to get paid. 100 straight to the bank, bottle straight to my face. All this cush in my lease, smell of gas in my tick. Keep a pocket full of hondo, I can count it with my eyes closed. I be getting to it pronto. Get it straight from Alejandro. I get straight to the money, straight to it.
Stretch
to the cash. Percocet through my body, straight to it. I get straight to the money,
straight
to it. Stretch to the money, the honest. The henny goes through my body, straight to it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I get straight to the money, straight to it.
Yeah, yeah.
The henny goes through my body, straight to it.
Boop, boop.
I get straight to the money, straight to it.
Stretch to the money, the honest.
The money goes through my body.
Shout out to everybody that is supporting Black-owned businesses and giving back to the community. We had a great event this past week in Atlanta. We had Fleet DJ hosts, Fleet DJ folks involved as well, Fleet DJ artists, Dre Poe, just really collecting thousands of school supplies for underprivileged children in Atlanta, and it was very successful. So shout out to everybody uniting in these times of need, standing up, and giving back to our community.
Okay. That's what's up, man. I know I told you I was trying to do something like that out here. It's like so hard to find a venue. If there's anybody here in New York City that has a venue that wants to give back and help, please hit me up. Yeah, man, anybody else? Anything they want to share with the people? Something about
I'm
events coming up.
I'm a piggyback. I'm Deja. Fleet does have another event here in Atlanta that we'll, it's like three or four of us, we're doing another Back to School charity event next Saturday. Hip Hop Give Back. So it'll be DJ Knox and Roro. She's a model. So me, Roro, and DJ Knox will be there.
Yes.
Yeah, Georgia Spartan. So we did an event to collect the food supplies. Now we're passing them out. And I think the event is already sold out for the parents. They sign up and register.
Aww.
So now we're giving the events, we're giving all the school stuff out. So, yeah, Atlanta is
pulling
together on school supplies. So
shout
out to Atlanta.
Man. Y'all salute to Atlanta Fleet. You know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely came up. Y'all was, you know.
We appreciate it.
I don't know, y'all.
And all y'all.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
All the way out there.
You said what?
I said everybody else in Fleet, on all of our Fleet family and all the different states, you guys have been supporting us, reposting, and that's how family pulls together. So we appreciate
that's right.
Yep.
Yes. So much love.
Shout out to Fleet, man. We definitely getting stronger and better. And, yeah, man, just good stuff in store. Oops. We got cut off. But that's okay. So we're going to wrap it up, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Real quick, everybody give their social media before we get up out of here. First Class, you want to let them know where they can
everything
find you
First
at?
Class. Yes, everything First Class, FirstClasse. I also have an app that you can hit on, I don't care what kind of phone you have or a tablet or what have you.
It's iPhone,
just First Class. Yes, and download me. You can follow. You have all my social media things and blogs and everything up there. Look your girl up. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, Tamiko, Pete, where you at? Let them know.
Hey, I'm at everything.
He's so quiet.
Next time. It seems like every time I was going to say something, like I interrupted somebody, it was like, you know how you're waiting to jump in when you double dutching and you're waiting and you're waiting. Like, I was about to jump in,
damn,
but
okay. You supposed to be raising your hand.
Yeah,
you can find me.
Yeah, I'm at everything DJ Tamiko T. It's DJ Timekot.
Okay. All right. Reese,
see
let them know they can find you. Oh.
Okay.
My bad. You
everything
done?
Is, okay. You done? Okay. Everything is vibing with Reese. Reese is R-E-S-S-E. Gmail is the same. Twitter, Instagram, website, vibing with Reese. Y'all hit me up.
All right. Data, let them know where they can find you at. Follow you.
All right.
Getting your
unfortunately,
business.
Everything's not all the same. IG is beautifulsmile_ling. So that's beautiful smile spelled phonetically _ling. And then Twitter is Deja Lang. It's DeishaLing. And Facebook is Deja Vasquez. VazQuez.
Okay. Well, they probably have to Google you. Google
me, baby.
Google me, baby. Google me, baby, please. Go ahead and give me that hit. You know what I'm saying? So, all right, man. Well, thank you, ladies, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in. You know, like I said, it's our first episode. I'm excited, you know, to get more. If y'all have any stories, anything y'all want to talk about, y'all want us to share with the people, hit me up, hit us up. Email FleetDJs.com, MiaBoom.com, you know what I'm saying? And we'll do it like that, man. Like I said, don't forget to check us out on Fleet DJ Radio, second Sundays of the month, and New York Fleet DJs Live. It's going to be on TSN next Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can watch us on TheMatrixStudios.com, and it's going to be good stuff. So we'll check y'all later, and I'm going to leave y'all with... Let's give y'all this Jacque. This is the remix.
My piece is hit.
I like
this. Hey,
song.
This
yo,
is
this
my song. Hey.
This song's kind of nasty, though. I was listening.
But
listening.
I like it.
Shout out to Jacque. My piece is hitting.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, ooh. Okay. I mean, who was? I think it was Mac Wild's part, I believe. That
I
like
Mac
Wild.
I got to listen to it again. I'm going to do it right now.
All right. Wow, is that. Yeah. Shout out to Mac Wild. Wait,
yes.
All right. Let me find this joint. I had it, and then I had lost it. Oh, here it is. Okay. All right, y'all check this out. So we're going to catch y'all later. Don't forget to tune in. And this is going to be in the archive so y'all can listen to the show back again if you missed it. Once again, this is Nia Boom, and y'all can follow me at DJ Nia Boom pretty much everywhere. And, of course, Google me. That's what you do. We'll catch y'all later.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Jack Quay. Mr. My Beats is here, and right now you're in the mix with my girl Nia Boom. Bow.
My bitch bad or pussy wetter. I put it in a gut, she get the yellow.
Wait. I pulled up in that black tent. And I ain't getting out till I get that back in. Hey. I met a bad thing with an accent. Wait, she said you the one that got the accent. I had to get it together. I had to figure it out. My mama need a new house. My mama need a new couch. Hey. My TV got bigger, I need a new mount. I'm tripping like with a remote. Shit get missing when you smoking an ounce. I'm living good. It's a beautiful day all up in my hood. And shorty thick. She want the wood. She suck my oh shit, like her teeth were missing. Yeah, you know my piece is hitting.
Yeah, damn.
Hold on. My bitch bad, my pussy wet. When I talk about money, she gets happy. Take her to the mom bar, what she want. Hit him with that swipe, approve. Oh shit, my piece is hitting.
This is the remix.
My piece is hitting. My wrist is flicking.
Hey,
my piece is hitting.
Hold on, let me get him.
My piece
is hitting. We in the club. Yeah. These bitches wildin'. Seem like some Margie came home, all we do is party. We coppin' bottles. Do it again. Until it DJ wanna know just who I am. Give a fuck if it's a Wednesday. We're going up. Who cares about a work day when you don't work and bitches twerking? No money on me, best believe we still spilling. And all my niggas good, cause all these beats is quick for the
my beat,
baby. My beat is hitting. My bitch bad, her pussy wet. When I talk about money, she gets happy. Take her to the mom bar, what she want. Hit him with that swipe. Oh shit, my piece is hitting. My piece is hitting.
This is the remix.
My wrist is flicking, flicking. My piece is hitting.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.